Hey, I hope your Sunday night's going well. This one's going out to Tanya. Tanya Rick, sorry. He didn't mean to flood your basement. And by flood your basement, you know what I mean. This is Drive by the Cars. You're listening to the Mark Forward Podcast. Today we're talking about anger. Anger or wrath is an intense emotional response. Often it indicates when one's basic boundaries have been violated. Ah, it's great to be here. Of course, I'm joined by my little guy here, Eric Andrews. How are you, bud?
I'm doing pretty good for an episode about anger.
Of course, we're just coming off a live episode in Winnipeg at the Park Theater. Want to thank the Park Theater for an amazing job in hosting us, and God, we had fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, no, right?
I couldn't tell a lie.
And as comics, we don't have fun very often. So I think me and you were both kind of surprised after that. It was really fun.
Yeah. I would say I don't normally feel content about something that I do.
And it was quite content.
And it was better than content.
Yeah, it was very, very content. And oh my God, I've been preaching this for years. The people in Winnipeg support comedy. I'm going to say like no one else in the country. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
And so everyone that came out was so great, and we had so much fun, and the contestants that played in the game were amazing. And we had a lot of fun. And Gabrielle
yep.
is the greatest fan.
She's our greatest fan.
So, you know. And also, we're doing it again in Toronto. We're doing it July 4th. You know, I noticed, tweeted twice about it today, and no one retweeted it because it's Toronto people. But when it was Winnipeg, oh, it got retweeted like crazy.
Yeah.
But Toronto people were like, nah, nah, nah. Yeah. Do you know how many people tweeted me and tweeted Pam saying, why are you having it in Winnipeg? If you had it in Toronto, it would be selling out in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can't even fucking retweet it. but it is selling well. So maybe you just like to buy your tickets and stay quiet. But we're going to have a lot of fun on that show. It's at the Comedy Bar on July 4th at 4 p.m. And then we're doing a stand-up show. Eric's going to open up and I'm going to close it and at 7 p.m. So that's fun. It's goddamn cheap. It's only $10 for both.
You can't find a show like that.
You can't find a movie for that. You're getting two shows for $10.
Yeah.
Goddamn unbelievable. It's $5 for the podcast if you want to go to it by itself, and $7 for the stand-up show. There we go. We got all that business out of the way. The other day I was trying to get into, you know, sometimes there's a wine rack attached to the grocery store?
Yeah.
And so they have a small opening to get in. There was an older woman staying there with her shopping cart blocking the entrance. So I walked up and went, excuse me, and she didn't move, and then I said, excuse me, and she went, okay, right there, I want to murder her.
Yeah.
I wish it was Game of Thrones time, and I could just jab a sword into her fucking throat. I'm just saying,
yeah.
I watched that show, and I'm like, oh, yeah, wouldn't that be a great time to live in?
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, I'm angry with that person. I have a sword on my body. I'll just jab it into their fucking throat.
Yeah. I would love to see a Game of Thrones grocery store, because that seems where most people are so angry.
Right?
Yeah.
So imagine you could just kill people. No one's, like, she wasn't a duke or an earl or a queen. She's just a commoner standing there with her thing. So I can jab a fucking dagger into her heart.
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes, and she pulls it back, like, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, but recently I've been working on my anger issues. So all I did was I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, I know that took a lot. Thank you.
Really? You made contact.
I touched her because I think touching people is the most belittling. It's very belittling to touch and go, hey, in that moment, right?
Yeah.
In that moment, to just go, hey, I'm sorry. I hated her. I hate people, though.
I had a bit of a moment with people. Not sure how I feel about them right now.
What's the moment?
I can't remember.
Oh.
Well, but I remember the feeling.
That would be a great story.
Yeah.
Here's 10 tips to tame your temper. 10 tips to tame your temper. Do you know who recorded that?
Shania Twain.
Uh-oh. No. Tiffany.
Oh.
Tiffany.
I think we're alone now, girl?
Yeah. Tiffany.
Hmm. That's almost pretty believable that we could get to.
Number one is think before you speak. So in the heat of the moment, it's easy to say something you'll later regret. Take a few moments to collect your thoughts before saying anything.
Hmm. I agree with it, but also I think if you take the time to think, you can devise a better plan.
So you agree with it?
No, but a better plan to get rid of the body.
I'm sorry?
Like, if you were like, I'm so angry, I'm going to kill this person.
Yeah.
Step one of tame your anger. Think about it. I'm not using that shed in the backyard.
What were you trying to say there?
Tame your temper. Step one of tame your temper.
I've never been worried that you're having a stroke. What?
Yeah, so if you think about it, you go, I'm not using that shed in the backyard for very much.
But what? No, but we're just talking about, you've made a leap.
I can hide the body there.
But where is this hide the body coming from?
I'm saying,
what guy are you?
It's a double-edged sword.
I'm sorry, a double-edged sword.
It has a benefit, but everything that has a good thing, you can use it as a bad thing too.
Dude, I have no idea what you're saying. I really don't, and I want to. I really do.
I'm really trying to put this into perspective.
Anyway, think before you speak. It's weird, right? It's weird that you said all that. And the tip was think before you speak. Two, once you're calm, express your anger.
Okay.
Okay? You're all right with that?
Now that I'm calm, I'm going to explain to you that I will kill you and hide your body.
Okay, stop. We're just talking about anger.
Right.
We're not talking about, like, vengeance.
Okay.
I'm just talking about, like, moments when you're angry. Like,
let me clear it out.
Clear what out?
This feeling that I have.
Did you just control alt delete your your entire body?
Yeah.
You guys can't see him, but he shook his body in a way that was like, I gotta restart the Eric program. Are you back with us? It's not all about killing people, okay? I don't know why you're making that leap. We're just talking about, like, angry moments.
Think. Stay calm.
Get some exercise. Physical activity can help reduce stress.
Run it off.
Take a time out is another one. Give yourself short breaks during times of the day that are stressful.
Okay.
Identify possible solutions.
What was the problem again? We didn't set a problem.
Okay. Stick with I statements.
Feel like you made me angry for the thing that we didn't decide what you did.
Don't hold a grudge. use humor to release tension.
I'm going to kill you and put it in the back of my shed.
Okay. Right.
Oh, sorry, I can't let it go. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. For a guy that says he doesn't get angry, you're going direct to murder every time. Here's some things that make us irrationally angry. When your wireless internet connection drops. Getting your headphone cord caught on something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what happens to me a lot? Not the headphones. My pant loops get stuck to the cupboards. And it opens the cupboards and I get stuck. Like, oh, you got me again.
Slow walkers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know I'm okay with slow walkers? As long as you stay to the right. But I hate same speed walkers.
Well, you can't get by.
No, when they walk right beside me.
Right.
And I can't seem to speed up or slow down, and they're still right beside me.
Yeah. Why are you trying to shake them?
Because I don't like them right beside me. I don't want to walk with anyone. I don't want to walk with you.
Why don't you slow down and get in the right lane?
Well, sometimes what I do is I pretend to do something on my phone. Because I guess I'm worried about hurting their feelings. I don't know why I do that. So many things I do in my life, I put on little plays to avoid the reality of the situation. Yeah. I don't want to walk beside them. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
So I won't just stop walking because I'm never going to see them again because I know what speed they go. I know how to avoid it.
I don't even want to interrupt you while I'm talking. With this music, it sounds...
What? Like I'm putting on a...
Like a revelation speech.
Stubbing your toe, obviously. But I don't think that's irrational. But that is the most intense anger in the world. Like that first 30 seconds, if someone says to me, "Are you okay?" I could shove a dagger into their heart. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not okay.
Yeah.
So don't ask. Don't ask in that 30 seconds. If you just saw someone stub their toe, you know how much pain they're in. Are you okay? God, no, I'm not.
Oh man, I don't know if I have it in me not to say it. I don't know if I can't.
I don't. I think it's reactionary for most people to say it.
Cause you just want it.
But as a person, that's the last thing you want to hear when you stub your toe. And if it was Game of Thrones time, I would take a dagger and stick it in you. I'd be killing so many people.
Gonna need a shed.
My lord, what are all these bodies? Well, I stubbed my toe this morning. Get rid of them, Kofovsimlius. Kofovsimlius. Stepping in something wet after you just put on clean socks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about wet socks, but...
It can ruin a day.
Yeah.
When I had a cat, I remember stepping in cat barf. And that was worse.
Ugh. Oh, that's gross.
Get a little cat barf in between your toes and... There goes a Tuesday. People who try to talk to you while you're on the phone with someone else.
What's their problem?
The person I'm on the phone with? They're dying. Oh, you meant I get what you're doing. And the person talking to me while I'm on the phone is also dying.
To be honest, I give the person I'm in the room with the benefit of the doubt. Because I go...
The benefit of what doubt?
Good question. But just the fact that they're there probably means they're more important to me. Because we're in the same room.
Well, sometimes you're just in rooms with people that aren't important to you.
That's a good point. But I think human connection is greater than cellular connection.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, but you could be in a room with your enemy.
Yeah.
And on the phone with the love of your life. Oh, God. Sorry.
What?
You were just so sad that you weren't on the phone with the love of your life. You were just like, oh, God, I hope that happens someday. That just went to a whole new place. That was beautiful.
Love, love.
Hey, love, love. Spell check can make you irrationally angry.
Right.
Especially when it's the third time.
Yeah.
You're like, no, you fucking... And you give it a personal... You think it's a person doing it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
You personalize it.
Yeah. I'm not trying to say, watch out for that horse.
You're saying watch out for that whore.
I was going to say house, but...
Oh.
I guess.
You were saying watch out for that house? You were texting that?
I don't know why, but...
Because if it was like a tornado, you could just yell that.
I'm too far away.
Don't text that to your friends if you see a house coming flying towards them. YouTube adverts.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you see the same one too many times.
Yeah. But there's some great, wonderful, orgasmic thing that happens when you get to skip it before they say what the product is.
Yeah.
And the final little thing that makes you irrationally angry. The Nazis.
No, that's not on the list. That's not on there. I mean, I don't want people to get angry for me saying that's not on there, but that can't be on the list. I know there's some people listening going, well, no, I get irrationally angry at the Nazis all the time, but that's not on that list.
Nobody gets irrationally angry at the Nazis.
Oh, it's rationally
angry. It's rationally.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. We have a reason. Right.
Don't dig the hole.
Okay. Yes.
Stop digging.
I'm going to stop.
Put your shovel down.
I remember the time that I think it was the time my dad ever got the most angry at me.
Oh my God. Are you okay to talk about this?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of my favorite toys that I owned was an old mattress that I used it for so many things, like to make houses or jump on it and stuff.
I believe you brought up this mattress before.
Yeah.
And I still love that you call it a toy, but carry on.
So one day I brought it outside to the yard to play with all my friends with it. And I put it on the grass beside the driveway. And at this time, we owned a van. So I thought it would be a great idea to climb up on top of the van and then jump from the van onto the mattress.
Right.
You know, good fun.
Yeah. Well, it's your favorite. It's your best friend. You and your mattress.
Yeah. So I guess, I think maybe my friends were playing a little too rough on the van. And they were jumping on, and they dented the roof of it, because there was too many of us up there. Like all three of us decided we'll all go up there and we'll all jump at the same time.
Right.
And then my dad drove home and he saw us doing that.
You had two cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, this was back in the good days. Right.
Yeah. And he said, "Can you two please go home?"
And so you left with your friend and he he started yelling at your other friend? Or
no.
Oh, he was talking to the other two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they ran home and he said, "What do you think you're doing?" And I was like, "I'm playing."
Yeah.
He said, "What are you playing?" I said, "Skydiving."
Yeah, skydiving.
And he looked at the car and he saw all the dents.
Yeah.
Sent me inside. I can't remember the punishment, but I remember he was really angry about it.
Well, did he give you one of his famous spankings?
I'm sure I got to choose.
Right.
Yeah. But I think I might have chose TV this time.
I'm sorry?
I think I might have chose, because he always gave me two options. No TV for 7 days or 10 spankings.
10 spankings.
Yeah. I think I chose no TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that you wouldn't choose no TV all the time.
Sometimes you just like to watch TV.
Well, because you don't really need TV, because you find joy in an old soiled mattress. whose mattress was it?
I have no idea.
It didn't belong to anyone's bed.
No.
It was just a mattress that you were allowed to take around the house and bring outside.
Yeah.
And no one was throwing this mattress out.
Yeah, I used to use it on the wooden stairs, and I would slide down the stairs on it.
Right. Why was it still there, though?
What do you mean?
Well, why was it in your house?
I don't know. It wasn't a normal mattress, Mark. It didn't...
Please, did you just say my name? Did you say... That was so weird. I don't know if you've ever said my name.
You say that every time I say your name.
Have I said this before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It didn't have springs.
Did it have a name? Did you name it?
It was green.
Did you call it Greeny?
I don't think.
It was green.
Yeah. It was green and corduroy fabric. And it was about.
So it was a futon mattress.
2.5 inches thick.
So it was a futon mattress.
No, it was about 6 feet long.
Futon mattress.
And 3 feet wide.
Futon mattress.
No. 3 feet wide? You can't fold a 3 foot wide.
Well, why do you think it's a mattress?
Like a cot mattress.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. You could fold it into a circle.
Did you ever fuck it?
No. No. No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't. Wasn't old enough yet.
Okay. Well, that brings us to Eric's Corner.
Oh, all right.
What do you got for us this week?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Eric's Corner. I'm Eric Andrews. This week, we have Question Then What If.
Oh, great.
So, Mark, if you would like to join in.
Yeah, I'll indulge you.
All right, here we go. And it's on anger, so. Fitting. Here we are. What do you think is the one thing that makes you the angriest?
You.
Okay. So just to clarify, Eric.
Yeah.
Okay. What if Eric was abolished from the world?
Oh, man. That'd be great.
Okay. What if Eric was the only thing left on Earth?
Oh, I'd be dead, so I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I really thought you were going to pick more of an idea than a thing. This is good. It's not going to make much sense for all of them. But what if instead of keys, we needed Eric to unlock our doors?
Well, that would be annoying. You'd be very busy.
Yeah.
A lot of people will be waiting.
Yeah. What if getting Eric was the only way we could reproduce and have children? I thought it was gonna be, what? I thought it was gonna be something less tangible.
What, I don't even know what that means. What if getting Eric, like,
yeah, like using Eric.
That would be horrible as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not want to use you. Does that mean I have to physically use you on a woman? Like, use your body and hump it inside?
It's the only way to have
children
in this world.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you could still have sex with them, or I had to physically hump your body. Hump your body.
I honestly,
that would be the most horrible thing I've ever done. This is, hey Eric, I'm sorry, I gotta hump your body inside this woman.
Last one, what if every time you got angry at Eric, you were given $100, but...
Oh my god, I'd be a fucking millionaire.
But it has to be genuine anger.
Who decides?
I don't know, I guess there's kind of like a breathalyzer test.
Well, there you go, guys. That's the Mark Ford podcast for this week. I'm Mark Ford. That's Eric Andrews. We have the show July 4th. You can get your tickets at thecomedybar.ca for the podcast or the show. Eric, do you have anything you want to plug there, bud?
No, nothing.
Nothing. We're also doing a show June 29th. Called A Very Mark Ford Beach Party. Eric, you're a part of that.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of great guests. Sean Cullen, Falcon Powders, Steve Dillon. Whole bunch of people. So please come see that. It's at the Rivoli. So thanks a lot for listening. Find strength in pain and I